corazón se queda aquí. Queda aquí. Esta es mi historia, esta es mi corazón, no va a cambiar.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Dallas Barrios podcast.
This podcast is hosted by the Emerging Historians. We are part of the Dallas Mexican American Historical League, also known as DEMOH for short. DEMOH, founded in 2008, is a nonprofit focused on researching, collecting, documenting, and preserving Mexican American history in Dallas, Texas.
On this season, we will share the lived experiences of BIPOC, meaning Black, Indigenous, and people of color business owners who have been affected by COVID-19 in Dallas. And we will also hear how they are navigating these times. However, today you will get a chance to hear from the four podcast hosts and what motivated us to take on this project.
Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoy. Please like, subscribe, and share.
I'm Victoria Farrell Ortiz. I grew up in West Dallas, but mostly in South Oak Cliff, and I'm an at-large Arts and Culture Advisory Commissioner for the City of Dallas.
Hello, my name is Viviana Hurtado and a proud Oak Cliffian turned Duckingville resident. I called Oak Cliff my home during my childhood, but now as a first-time homeowner, I reside in the City of Champions known as Duncanville. My 9-to-5 is working as a TV advertising sales analyst.
And my name is Jennifer Angel. I was born in Dallas and grew up in Oak Cliff, and I'm an urban planner, really focused on undoing the wrongs of the past as it relates to fair housing and environmental justice.
And my name is Shani Reyes. I'm a project manager slash entrepreneur. I reside in Dallas, Texas, smack dab in the center of Oak Cliff.
For some background, the Dallas Mexican American Historical League, DEMOL, is a 501c3 organization dedicated to researching, collecting, and preserving the historical and cultural experiences of Mexican Americans in Dallas from the early 1900s to the present.
Through DEMOL, the Emerging Historian Cohort is a contingent of young professionals assembled by DEMOL lifetime member Rosemary Hinojosa in order to pass on the legacy of preserving our local history to the next generation of historians. Through the creation of this podcast, the Emerging Historians intend to preserve the stories of our challenging times focused on the Black, Indigenous, and people of color experience in the City of Dallas. In our conversations with businesses, whether they be restaurants, auto repair shops, artists, or boutiques, we aspire to use our network to connect community members to resources and document the narratives of those often overlooked and marginalized.
Yeah, so something I really appreciate about the group of people that you see here, your podcast hosts, is that we all have different backgrounds. We all have different expertise and come from different fields, but we've come together over mutual interest and need in recording these stories and bring our skill sets to the table. For instance, I'm really organized and I enjoy planning, and so that's something that I've used for the podcast's development and benefit, and something that I want to give to our city and also in recording our oral histories, because no one records our histories better than us.
Yeah, I'd echo what you shared, Victoria, is that, you know, it's amazing how much happens in the city and how much goes unseen. I think it's quite easy for anyone to do an analysis, right, of race, ethnicity, and income and whatnot. But the unique piece about this project is that it's just so personal, right? I think it's so personal to each one of us. And for myself, you know, growing up in a household with a mother who worked really hard every single day to have, food and shelter for myself, and just, you know, going to work with her and seeing her daily struggles, I was able to see other people's struggles as well. And I think, you know, sometimes these people go overlooked and unfortunately marginalized as well. And so, you know, it's just a very personal project, and I'm really happy and excited to, you know, for the audience to get a chance to dive into the lived experiences of the people in the city of Dallas and, you know, see what's going on, especially with COVID above us.
I just want to add, in my daily work, I work with huge companies throughout the Northeast. I see how advertising plays a huge part in creating revenue for these businesses. And I see how small businesses are overlooked. You know, they don't get the same attention, right, that they deserve, because they're actually job creators. And not only job creators, they're a pulse of the community. You know, I remember when I was younger, I would go to the local hair salon. And if I wanted to know the chisme, if I wanted to know what the latest news was in the neighborhood, you go there, you go to the barbershops, you go to the hair salons, the nail salons, to get to know your neighbors, right? So many times I feel like we forgot that. We forgot that through online purchasing. And we need to bring that back, that human touch, right? Understanding that our dollar can go so far in creating a better place for the small businesses in our community. So thank you for listening to our podcast.
And then just to add a little bit to that, myself, I actually work with a good amount of, you know, small businesses. And so I've gotten to experience and hear a lot of the struggles and the different stories that not many people hear, you know, the examples of like how they're actually able to start with no money. And they now they have, you know, a nearly $500,000 company. Or, you know, how the immigrant parents came here, how they worked, they were still undocumented, and then, you know, were able to go through the process of immigration, and now they're citizens. Now they have their kids helping them run the business, you know, so it's a generational thing. And we hear from like all the, you know, the multi-million dollar people, the, you know, the stories on how they're making it and whatnot, and how their, you know, their business is out there. But there's still a lot of voices out there where certainly for our community, we don't hear. And for me, that's very, very important. Like I said, because I'm on the ground trying to help them out, you know, whether it's like with the connection here or there, or maybe, you know, trying to help them out create a business plan. So to me, this podcast, it's very personal in where I can help other people connect.
And so we are very excited to share the Chronicles of Dallas Barrios podcast journey with you.
In this season, we will record oral histories for those who would like to share their story.
Connect people to resources through networking.
Via collaboration, highlight the unique aspects of the Latino POC, people of color culture that fosters a thriving economy in the city of Dallas.
And make all of the above accessible to Spanish speakers.
As you heard, on season one, we will share the stories of business owners in our communities and how they have been affected by COVID-19. Each episode will be hosted by one of us, as we hear from our guests.
If you like the podcast, please share with your friends, family, and El Loterero, everybody. Only you can prevent your history from being forgotten. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at Damal Official, and like us on Facebook. Leave a review and stay safe out there. Hasta pronto!
Pueden intentar robar mi casa, mi cultura y la bajada, pero mi alma es algo que me niego a vender, me niego a vender.